Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is brought to you today by PetMate Plastic Dog Crates, trusted providers of safety and comfort for your dog. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves, and we are here at the Woofstock Dog Show. Yeehaw! We are inside so that we don't get to listen to the cool music that's happening at the same time, but that's where we are, and I am very excited to have with us a guest that I think is going to be really great for you guys. This is Kevin Ellingson, and he's one of the members of the Ring Stewards Association in Northern California, and we're going to talk about ring stewards and why they're important, why they are the unsung hero of the dog shows, and why you need to be nice to them and don't be a jerk, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Kevin.
The ring steward can be your best friend as an exhibitor,
yes.
Especially as a new exhibitor.
Exactly. So be nice to them. All right. Kevin, give us the 411.
The 411. Well, I got started in dogs. My wife has been a dog groomer for a long time. First met Cavaliers in 1978 and had won one ever since.
Okay.
We got our first Cavalier in 2006 and she started showing him maybe like one weekend a month. Mm-hmm. And I would occasionally go along if I didn't have something else to do as the dutiful husband.
Right.
Well, somewhere along the line, I got hooked. Probably 2008 when we went up to Ferndale and he took Best of Breed from the classes.
Oh, that's that ribbon thing will get you every time.
And then I started reading the rules and then he minored out. So I started becoming the show manager, figuring out what shows to enter were likely to be majors.
Mm.
And about 2011, I decided I might like to try ring stewarding. So I called up the chief ring steward for the show. I think it was Mother's Day weekend in Woodland and said, I'm interested in learning how to do this. And she set me up as an apprentice ring steward 2 days. By the end of the second day, I was running the ring by myself.
Sure.
And the ring steward who was technically in charge sat there and watched me and made sure I didn't make any mistakes.
Right.
So I've been ring stewarding since 2011 fairly regularly.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got a chance that year to go up on the Idaho-Montana circuit.
And that'll teach you all kinds of lessons.
And ring steward in Missoula, because the show in Missoula, matter of fact, I got a message from another friend along the way. The Missoula show needs ring stewards, so I ended up ring steward. It wasn't planned to do that.
Right.
So that's the first time I really stepped out and ring steward on my own. And I joined the Stewards Association about the same time I did my first.
And so talk to me about that, because Northern California has, across the board, and I've shown dogs in most of the parts of this country one time or another over the years. Northern California has some of the most competent, polite, wonderful, organized, fabulous ring stewards. So talk to us about, and say the name of the association, because you told me and I'll forget.
Yes, so it's the profession, and I just blanked on it. The Professional Stewards Association of Northern California.
Okay.
And we have a website, but it's a Google site, so I don't know the address off the top of my head. But if you Google Professional Stewards Association of Northern California, you should be able to find it. And the Stewards Association is not extremely active, but those of us who are chief stewards are very aware of the importance of training stewards. And so if you're someone who hasn't stewarded before, we're either going to give you the grilling on to make sure you know what you're doing, which you probably experienced from me.
You asked me, do you know how to do this? I said, yeah.
Pretty much. But generally, for anybody coming new, we're going to insist that they do 3 apprentice stints with experienced ring stewards to make sure they get trained well, because it is a very important job. I frequently had judges tell me a good ring steward can make their day and a bad one can
ruin it.
Yes.
It's totally true. And so I don't know that necessarily some of our exhibitors, even some of our longer-term exhibitors, really recognize the importance and the value of being a ring steward, what you can learn from stewarding and what you can do as a steward.
Exactly. So one of the things you can learn as a steward is a much better understanding of how AKC shows function, which will help you as an exhibitor to know that you need to be to the ring on time, you need to be ready to go into the ring when you're called and all of that.
Because you started ring stewarding really relatively early in your time
and actually, I started ring stewarding. My wife had shown the first dog we had, and I think we, at that point, 2011, we had a second bitch that my wife had shown. I had maybe gone in the ring a few times, but I did a lot of ring stewarding before I ever went into the ring as an exhibitor.
And so what were some of the best things that it taught you that you've now been able to take forward into your time showing the dogs?
That's a good question. One of the things I think it has most taught me is the importance of respecting the judge's time and being prepared. Making sure you pick up your number in advance, making sure if there's any possibility you're going to have two dogs in the ring at the same time, you have prepared for it, you have a contingency plan, you have plan A and plan B, because sometimes the first person you ask isn't necessarily available. It's also really taught me, you know, judges are people too,
I think that's super important.
Helped. When I first started exhibiting, I was still probably a little nervous and a little intimidated. But you learn that judges are people too, and it's nice to have conversations with judges. And
you learn about them as people.
Exactly.
Right? Like not as a judge, but just, you know, they like to garden or they like to cook or they like to whatever it is.
Exactly, exactly.
Right. And I think for me, one of the things I enjoyed a lot about when I was stewarding as I was getting ready for my judge's application is the opportunity to watch, and I was very fortunate to steward for some great judges, to watch people that I really respect make decisions and sort classes and breeds that I wouldn't necessarily have had a chance to watch otherwise.
Right.
And I thought that was really, really valuable.
Yeah, that is certainly valuable. But I think one of the most important roles of a ring steward is we are the ambassadors to the dog show world.
Absolutely.
For most new exhibitors, not all, but for an awful lot of new exhibitors, you as the ring steward may be
their first contact
with the dog show world.
Right.
And it is so important as a ring steward that you be welcoming, that you be helpful, you be polite.
Don't make people cry.
Yes. You know, if you're rude as a ring steward or you act like you don't have the time of day for them, you can drive people away from the sport very quickly.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. And I think that was what was really fun for me. The funnest part of it was being happy and being cheerful and laughing with people and getting people jacked up.
I have made some good friends because I have seen that someone's new and have been very helpful to them in getting in the ring and letting them know what they need to do.
You know, the armband goes on your left arm and it's okay and wait, don't go away.
Yes,
and now
exactly.
It's your turn and you go in this spot. And people don't have, we talk about this all the time on the show. We don't have the mentors we used to have.
No, we don't. We don't. And we, coming into the sport, my wife and I didn't really have mentors either. Right. I can remember the first few shows we showed up with a cavalier. Nobody came up and introduced themselves to us. It makes me sad, too. And because of that experience, I go out of my way now when I see a new person in my breed to make sure I introduce myself. And you never know if they're from out of town or if they're really a brand new person. But it's, you know, it's a chance to make friends. And
to just be nice. If we could title every single podcast, Just Be Nice. I mean, truly and honestly. I mean, yes, it's important to understand. It's important to have knowledge. Yeah. And it's important to do all of those things.
And I understand we all have bad days. And we all have days where things aren't quite going right. But we can still go about our job and be polite
and
about
pleasant.
It. And pleasant.
I mean, you don't have to be, you know, Miss Mary Sunshine, which I have a tendency to go a little bit overboard on that. But it's okay. It's fun. It makes me happy.
Yes.
You don't have to be that to still be pleasant and helpful and charming. It's not rocket science. So,
no, it's not.
Ring steward's job. Let's do a top to bottom kind of the run through of what's the job.
From the start of the day?
From
the start of the day. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to arrive probably at least a half an hour before the first ring starts, probably a little bit more than that just to make sure that they're on time, and generally check in with the chief ring steward. And then depending on how the superintendent works, you're going to, about a half an hour before judging starts, you're going to pick up your bag from the superintendent.
Right.
And that bag's going to generally include the ribbons, the judge's book, the armbands, and usually a steward's book, not always.
Really?
Yes.
Who doesn't have a steward's book?
I worked 1 year for one club here in Northern California
that
had us work out of the catalog. It's very difficult.
Very difficult.
And then you'll have a catalog.
Right.
And usually, and they don't necessarily put it in your bag, but it's not a bad thing. Usually the judging programs are at the desk, and it's usually good to pick up a judging program for your ring as well.
Right, so you know what to expect.
Exactly. Generally, as far as supplies go, depending on where you are, you may need, all the stewards here in Northern California generally provide our own supplies. Most of us have our own kit. Superintendents will often provide ribbon holders, but I have my own ribbon holder. Other things you need, generally, a ribbon holder is nice, some kind of rack to put your armbands in, a pen and or a pencil, a couple of pens, because you're going to need them and the exhibitors are going to need them, and the pens you use to mark your steward's book or the catalog, because you're going to check exhibitors in and you need to mark some way you've checked them in, and then you're going to call the classes, but judges place the place and you're going to record the result. So you get to your ring, you set up everything, and I always recommend as a ring steward, get yourself set up and ready to go before you start handing armbands out. Because exhibitors are invariably going to start to come up to you while you're setting up. And it's just a polite, give me 5 to 10 minutes, please. I need to get this set up. Exactly. So you want to get as organized as you can before you start handing out armbands. And then you're going to hand out armbands to exhibitors. Once the judge arrives, you're going to talk to the judge and make sure you understand what they want from you, how they want their ring run. Sometimes I'll ask, you know, how do you want to run? I've gotten to the point now where I say to the judge, anything special I should know about how you like to run things? So most judges are pretty consistent about how they run the ring. And then once you start in on the classes, well, always when you get to the start of a new segment, make sure the judge is ready for you to call the first class. You're going to call the class in. And then once you call the class in, the first thing you should do, regardless of whether you have people waiting for you or not, is set out the ribbons for the judge. Some places have an inside and an outside ring steward. Here in Northern California, usually we have one ring steward that handles the whole thing. And me as a control freak...
No, Kevin, you're not either.
...prefer that I be able to hand out the armbands, because then I know completely what's going on. But anyway, what I was saying is always you need to take care of your judge first. And then, so if the exhibitors are waiting for armbands, you need to, you know, be polite, say, wait for a moment, I need to take, and most of them are understanding. I've very rarely had exhibitors that aren't.
Well, and that happens, and exhibitors, you need to remember to be, as we said, nice to your ring stewards. That's something that's very important, but also ring stewards, be nice to exhibitors.
Yes, yes.
Those two things, you know, again, it's not rocket science. We're not asking for the cure for cancer. Yeah. We're just trying to be pleasant.
Exactly. So like I said, as you go through your day, you're going to call in the class, set out the ribbons for the judge. Mm-hmm. When the judge places the class, you're going to record them in the catalog or your ring steward book. And you do that partially as a backup check. The judge's book, obviously, is the official record. But occasionally, the judge mismarks their book, or if something's not clear, and it's nice to have the steward's book.
It's my understanding that it's actually an AKC regulation that the steward books be maintained for a year.
Yes, that's true. We are supposed to keep them, and I do keep mine.
I've got mine in a big stack.
One of the things I didn't mention about in the morning when you set up is oftentimes clubs will provide you a two-way radio, which you need to remember to pick up, too. And the main use for that is usually to call a photographer to the ring to take photographs. And then...
Wicket.
But calling for a wicket, calling for the scale, calling for the AKC rep for some other reason, calling for the superintendent because there's somebody
problem
in the catalog. Somebody claims their dog has moved up, but it's not marked in the judge's book.
Right, so, all of those things.
And, you know, you can't leave your ring as a ring steward, so usually you're provided two-way radio so you can take care of those things.
And speaking from experience, huh, Kevin, it's really important if you know how to use your two-way radio.
Yes, it is very important. It's important that you press the button, wait a
press
beat.
Press the right button.
Press the right button. Press the button, wait a beat. Talk slowly and clearly.
This is Laura, your host over here, laughing hysterically because I failed miserably in two-way radio communication, like, protocol. Oh, my God. In a ring, like, a mile from anywhere.
And I'm talking about two-way radios. The other advice I have for people who are potential ring stewards, when you do call, especially if you need the superintendent, be really specific about what you need the superintendent for. Don't make them come out to your ring, find out what the problem is, and then have to go back and get what they need to fix it.
I need a second place ribbon.
I've got a problem with Rubrups and Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
Oh my gosh.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
Heads up, crew. Join our patrons today. Get immediate access to the support of a closed Facebook chat group, special patrons-only episodes, free mentoring sessions, and more. Just like the NPR of dogdom, Pure Dog Talk brings you the news, the knowledge, and the insight to succeed with your purebred dog. In exchange, our Pure Dog patrons share the love with monthly or annual gifts, and that helps defray the cost of overhead and sort of keeping the MP3s rolling, you know? Hit me up, Laura at PureDogTalk.com, and I'll hook you up with the details. Okay, so other things that are important to remember. Lunch break.
Usually you will have a lunch break. You're supposed to, I believe by AKC rules, the lunch break is supposed to be 45 minutes. Now, when they schedule a 45-minute lunch break, they schedule the judge for a 45-minute lunch break. And as a ring steward, if your judge is on time, you will probably get a half an hour lunch break because you usually need to be to the ring about 10 to 15 minutes before the afternoon starts so you can hand out armbands for the afternoon.
But you have to take that stuff with you generally, right?
That's correct. You should keep that with you.
Right. Yes. Technically.
Oftentimes you'll have the judge's book, and you definitely want to keep the judge's book.
Right. That has
and
to be kept.
The steward's book and the ribbons and the armbands, you want to make sure those aren't going to walk off on you.
Right.
So you need to take those with you to lunch. Right. That's correct.
Right. Okay. So at the end of the day, round everything up.
At the end of the day, you round everything up. And here in Northern California, usually the stewards keep the books themselves. I've heard of places where you turn your steward's book into the chief steward and he maintains them. Mm-hmm. You take any extra ribbons, extra checks, back to the superintendent.
Right.
Sometimes there's extra, like, trophy cards. Those usually go back to the club. Mm-hmm. You turn your two-way radio back in.
Don't keep it.
Don't take it home with you, please.
Oops.
As someone who also does PA announcing, I like getting my radios back at the end of the day. Thank you very much.
I will beat you.
And check in with the chief ring steward before you leave. Make sure something hasn't cropped up that the chief maybe needs you to stay and do something else.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there's also groups, there's all the extra groups,
the special attraction groups, owner-handled or puppy or bred by exhibitor. And I'm also have worked 3 years now as the chief ring steward for the Harvest Moon Classic, as well as a couple of years for the Shasta Kennel Club shows in March. Speaking as a chief ring steward, usually we schedule those people in advance for the groups.
Right.
But you never know when
somebody could get sick. Anything happens.
So it's always good to check in with the chief before you leave the showgrounds, make sure they're set and don't need your services for the rest of the day.
Right. And so now talk a little bit about sometimes you ring steward out of the goodness of your heart. Sometimes you ring steward and you get a tiny little bit of money. Sometimes you get fed. So talk to us a little bit about how that works so that people understand that.
Well, in Northern California, I'm used to, and generally all the shows I work for, the chiefs are members of the Professional Stewards Association of Northern California. And so we're usually paid a modest fee per day. For Harvest Moon, we pay $80 a day. Mm-hmm. And generally, all clubs will feed their ring stewards lunch as well.
Right.
And usually you can come by in the morning and partake of the hospitality,
get some
coffee, or if they have some continental breakfast or something for breakfast, get some breakfast as well. There are clubs where it's strictly voluntary. And I think in general, because I haven't worked a lot of other places in Northern California, in general, they do feed, the ring stewards get a lunch.
Yeah, you always get fed. You don't always get paid, but you always get fed.
Yes.
And I do think, I mean, having stewarded around and about, I do think that when you can offer an inducement to someone other than a club member, I mean, club members will donate their time, but someone who's coming in to spend an entire day hustling dogs around, seems like they should at least get a nominal something.
Exactly. And in my experience, and maybe it's because my experience is primary Northern California, where we have a lot of shows in a fairly small area, so the same people can ring steward regularly. My experience has been usually when you have paid ring stewards, you have slightly better quality of ring stewarding than you do with volunteers. And I'm not knocking volunteers at all.
No, there's volunteers are great, but they don't do it as often.
Yeah.
And just like
and that's
any other...
Part of it is, yes. The more often you do it,
The better you are at it.
Yes, that's true.
And I think, you know, that goes for anything, whether it's showing dogs or ring stewarding or judging.
Absolutely.
The more you do it, the better you get at it.
True.
And that's kind of like normal practice.
Yes.
Okay. So what is, like, your favorite thing about stewarding? Like, if you could just say, why do I do this? What is it this gives me? What's my very favorite part of it?
My favorite part, I would say, is the interaction with the exhibitors. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy... And not just the interaction with the exhibitors, but with all the friends I've made because of all that interaction. I love doing the PA announcing work, too, but I like doing the ring stewarding better because as a ring stewarding, I know people are going to come visit me.
Right.
Whereas I'm
sitting
at that PA announcing desk, you know, I'm lucky if occasionally people come by and say hi.
Right. Well, and so, you know, for someone who's social, for someone who wants to learn more about the breeds, about how the dog shows work, and it doesn't have to be that you've been doing dog shows since you could toddle.
No.
Right?
No.
And I think that's a great thing to bring to people's attention. When you're new, this is a perfect spot to go.
No, I think this is a very good spot for new exhibitors because it'll help you learn the rules and learn ring procedure and learn
good dogs from not good dogs.
And learn why it's so important to be prepared when you enter the ring. Because, I mean, the judges honestly want to do a good job evaluating dogs, but they have a limited time. And so if you're not in the ring on time or you're taking too much time changing dogs, you're wasting that judge's time. And it's impolite, I think.
And it makes their job more difficult.
It makes their job more difficult, too. Exactly.
Right. Okay, so if we've got the favorite thing, what's your least favorite thing?
What's my least favorite thing? I guess my least favorite thing would be occasionally dealing with the rude exhibitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a judge that's having a bad day.
Yeah, everybody has bad days because you're public facing, right?
Yeah,
as a ring steward, this is one of the most public facing of the
It absolutely is. It is.
You know, that and the superintendent. You're really... And so it's customer service.
It is. Customer service is the important thing. I mean, that and, I mean, for most, if you're doing both the inside and the outside, you know, you're handing out armbands and taking care of the judge, you got to be good at multitasking. And you've got to be good at keeping half an eye on your judge and saying, okay, my judge is about to do something. I need to not try to hand out 10 armbands to this handler who wants to pick up half the entry for
this second
breed.
And they're late. And, hey, having been that handler, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh my God. All right. Well, Kevin, thank you a lot.
Welcome.
I appreciate your time.
So, did you want to talk about how people can get into ring stewarding if they are interested in it? Okay.
Yes.
So the best way I can suggest is in every premium list, there's going to be the chief steward listed.
Right.
And the contact for the chief steward.
Right.
So, if you are interested in ring stewarding, the best thing to do is to contact that chief ring steward and say, hey, I'm new to ring stewarding, but I'm interested in learning. And I know as a chief, you know, I'm happy to give people assignments because I understand, you know, judges need their ring stewarding assignments as part of their requirements. And it's always good to have new people learn to do it. So I'm happy to train in some. And that chief will maybe ask you a little bit about what you know about ring stewarding. But in general, we'll schedule you with a more experienced ring steward for a training. And generally, that's always volunteer. Even here where the ring stewards are paid when you're an apprentice learning, that's a volunteer position. The other way is if there is a stewards association in your area of the country.
And there's so few of them. This is why I say this one is so amazing because I know they just started one up in the kind of Oregon, Washington, the Pacific Northwest area. Just getting started.
And I know there are some in other parts
of
the country.
And do you guys do training? You know, like have
we
training days?
We haven't done any formal
like
training.
That?
When Owner Handled first started, we had a couple of training sessions on how to run Owner Handled because when Owner Handled, the Owner Handled series first started, it was all up to the steward. Because the judges didn't have the asterisks in their
book. Up to the stewards.
Oh, yeah. No, a good steward, I've seen good stewards who run it right, and I've seen poor stewards who don't run it right, and it frustrates me.
Well,
I'm also
it upsets the exhibitors, because the exhibitors know the rules.
I show my dog owner handle as well, so it upsets me to not see it run correctly. But recently, we haven't done any formal training. We've kind of been in a transition period recently. Our president passed away, and we have a new president, we have a new board, but we haven't been super active as an organization. We
trying to get everything back
together. So pretty much the training is at shows when you volunteer to be an apprentice steward.
And I think that that's something that more clubs should look at. We did some of it at my club, is helping people in the club learn how to steward so that then they can volunteer and do the work for the club.
Yeah. Right. And that's probably something we should do as an association is reach out to the club.
Right.
The
say, hey,
clubs
we'll
here
do
say
you,
we can, yeah. we're happy to come and do a training session.
I think
for
that
your
would
members.
Be a great thing to do. Totally fabulous.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, Laura.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Petmate's tip of the week is keep your dog safe in your home and your home safe from your dog by crate training your puppy so he's happy. Comfortably snoozing away while you run errands, pick up the kids from school, or even enjoy a date night. It's bad enough to come home to garbage strewn all over the house, but if your dog eats the wrong thing, his mayhem can turn deadly really fast. Check out Petmate's Plastic Kennels, a safe and secure home for your dog. Just click the link at www.puredogtalk.com/partners and use promo code PUREDOG for special savings only for you guys, Pure Dog Talk listeners. As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.